Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher, of course, of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
The Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York, Kathy Hochul, in your region to hand out $10 million. What's this all about?
Yes, David. Well, several months ago, I spoke about the Authentically Oneonta program to renovate the city's downtown. And the Cuomo administration was so impressed by the concept, they granted all $10 million for the Mohawk Valley Economic Development Region to the city of Oneonta. Now, you know, as you know, the state just doesn't give away money. It requires a plan on how you spend it. And so the planning committee, which involved the presidents of the colleges, the mayor, Senator Jim Seward, and many others, was completed in February and sent to Albany, and we've been waiting. So last Friday, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul appeared at the Foothills Performing Arts Center and announced everything's a go. There are a half dozen very significant projects that are going to go forward downtown. One is a new market-rate apartment complex, including retail. There's the renovation of the old parking deck, adding retail and a transportation hub. And this is really important. The money is going to be used to renovate the upstairs floors along Oneonta's Victoria Main Street, which is very, very striking. And plus a marketing program to let the world know what's already in Oneonta. And now this is in addition to another $4 million approved in March for a food and beverage innovation center, which includes another 60 market-rate apartments plus retail and so on. Now, as you know, this $14 million is just the beginning because the development will be done by private enterprise and the state money simply closes the gap so that renovations can be done profitably by private enterprise. So we're talking, you know, $50 million, $70 million, $90 million that's going to be pouring into Oneonta in the next couple of years. And I've heard it said that, you know, Oneonta can be a little Saratoga Springs. And, you know, I'm sure you've visited it over the years. It's a delightful, intact downtown, which I think is really going to be able to shine through this program.
Any estimate on the number of jobs it might create?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. We're limited now by a fairly significant housing shortage in Otsego County. And so whenever we talk about jobs and economic development, you know, housing has been a limiting factor. And this is going to be the type of housing that is downtown, you know, walkable to amenities, the kind of in kind of a funky neighborhood that is tailor-made for the millennials.
Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go for the news of the day, this and other stories. Jim won't mind. And Jim, as always, we thank you.
Well, thank you, David.